tuning in to Car Rider Line. I'm Sydney Hunt, Senior Communications Specialist for CCISD. And today I'm joined by Mr. Franklin Moses, Assistant Superintendent of Secondary Education. Thank you for being here.
Absolutely.
And as you can see, we're bringing Car Rider Line on the road. We're at CCISD's Challenger Columbia Stadium, where starting tomorrow on Friday, we'll begin hosting our 7 graduation ceremonies for the class of 2022. So we're excited to do that. We're going to talk through some information today, going into detail of what to expect if you're either tuning in live online or coming to the stadium to celebrate your graduate. So let's start out with some logistics of what will be happening during graduations here. So for the past 2 years, graduations have had tickets because of COVID-19.
Sure.
Can you talk through the changes and any limitations to tickets this year?
Yeah, so we're so happy to say that there's no tickets this year.
Yeah.
We're excited to welcome all of our families back into Challenger Columbia Stadium, along with their extended family and friends, just to join us in the great celebration and celebrating our 2022 graduates from CCISD.
And so talking about tickets, there was also color quadrants last year for families. Can you talk through how that's changed as well?
Yeah, so we've done away with the color quadrants per se. However, hopefully your student has shared with you where they are sitting on the field. What we have kept is the full use of the field as far as seating from sideline to sideline, end zone to end zone. This will allow you to sit in the stands close to your student and be able to get good views, good shots of them with those cameras while they're on the field.
Because students are also doing a procession, so they'll be walking in. If you want to see your student walking in, you can sit in that color quadrant side of where they're going to be sitting.
You get the best view throughout the whole ceremony.
Perfect.
And of course, once they cross stage, they will be on the big screen.
Gotcha. So does this also apply to the Clear Horizons and Clearview morning ceremonies?
So those will be just a tad different just because of the size of the graduation class. Very similar, but they'll be sitting on the home side only. We won't be utilizing the visitor side. We'll be able to seat all the family, again, extended family, friends, there on the home side.
And there's enough parking on the home side as well
for all those families.
So can you give some examples of items that are not permitted to bring into the stadium and why?
Yeah, so, you know, we want this to be a wonderful experience for all of our families as they watch their graduate go through the ceremony that morning or evening. So we're asking, you know, no balloons, no large signs, because obviously there'll be people behind you and it could obstruct their view.
Right.
Also air horns, artificial noisemakers. Mm-hmm. We know it's a great time, but we're going to be going through this processional pretty quick of calling out names. And so those air horns, those noisemakers may hinder the hearing of someone else's name. So it's very important that we respect all
people. Right, because they go through those names
Very quickly.
If you are blowing the air horn, you're not going to hear the next family.
Yeah. Correct.
So we also have a clear bag policy at CCISD Challenger Columbia Stadium, correct?
Correct, yes. I mean, it's our stadium policy for any event that happens here. And so all clear, transparent bags are permitted.
Mm-hmm.
You can bring those with all your items. If it's non-transparent, if you will, they need to be 4.5 by 6.5 size, nothing larger than that. We will have Ziploc bags provided at the gates, so that you can transfer your items into those Ziploc bags. However, you will need to bring that larger, non-transparent bag back to your car. So please make sure that you either bring your items in a clear bag or leave those items in the car.
And there's also exceptions. If you have a medical necessary
Certainly.
Bag or device, there are exceptions to that
Correct.
As well. So we want entry to be as quick and as efficient as possible. We also want our students to graduate on the night that they're scheduled.
Absolutely.
But in the unfortunate event that we might have a weather delay, can you talk through our bad weather plan?
Yeah, so we're watching this very closely and constantly over the next 4 or 5 days. We're wanting to ensure that our students graduate on the night they're supposed to. We know families and friends travel in from out of town, and so we want to make sure that that's there. So, you know, we've given the assurance that we're gonna push back a start time as long as we can and look for a window in which that we can actually have the graduation ceremony in case of inclement weather.
Right.
Of course, in that unfortunate circumstance where we can't, the makeup days are the Thursday and the Friday following the schedule of next week. Correct.
And the Office of Communications, in that event that there's either a delay or a cancellation, we will be sending out text, email, call outs. We'll be posting on CCISD.net and also on our social media pages. So there's going to be constant communication if that does happen. So one more thing, we do have a section for hearing impaired and handicap. I believe they go to the ticket booth when they come in to be sat in that specific
area.
Correct. And so for those who don't know, you, this is your first year in CCISD, correct. And prior to this, you were a high school principal for 10 years, 16 years, if you count the assistant principal,
right.
In Pasadena. So before coming to CCISD, can you talk through how special graduation is for students, families, and staff members, just universally?
Yeah, you know, this is a culmination mm-hmm. of a journey, if you will. Of milestones, of struggles, mm-hmm. of accomplishments, and it's all brought together in one evening. And it's just an unbelievable opportunity for families and friends to come out and celebrate mm-hmm. their student, their milestone of accomplishing this journey of their education. And as a principal, mm-hmm. this was my most favorite night.
Yeah, and I think that's universal yeah. for our high
absolutely.
School principals as
absolutely.
Well. I think they say even during their speeches that this yeah. is the best day of their years.
Correct.
So for what would maybe be one piece of advice you would give students who are walking across that stage in the next few days to take the next step in their journey?
Wow, yeah. I think reflect. Mm-hmm. I think that's something that sometimes is overlooked mm-hmm. in life. I think we need to reflect back on the people that helped us get to where we are mm-hmm. and be able to thank them for that opportunity. I think we need to reflect on ways we can be better, mm-hmm. right? And things where we can adjust in our lives. Mm-hmm. And then I think lastly, reflect on your goals and you know, make sure that your actions are leading you towards your goals. I think that's so very important in this process. So I think that would be the main piece there is reflect as you go through life.
Great advice. We do have a question from our Facebook live stream. Why couldn't we move it indoors on the same day if the weather is bad? And I think that is because if you look behind us, there is so much that goes into setting up these graduation ceremonies with logistics, with microphones, with technology, and getting everyone where they need to be. So we want our students to be together. We want them to be on this field where the rest of the 7 graduation ceremonies are going to be held. And correct me if I'm wrong.
No, I think you're yeah. completely correct there. And I think just the number of graduates that we do have, the
right.
ability to find a facility to have it inside.
Right.
And not
All together
with yeah. everybody sitting there and not limiting the number of people that can come in to view the ceremony.
Right.
So I think it's very important.
Yeah, and in years past, we've had delays, we've had cancellations, and it ends up working out for the best. And students are just happy to sit with their
yes.
their peers and graduate together.
It's a special night.
Yes. So I think that's all we had from Facebook. Is there anything you think we missed?
No, I think it's, again, we're looking forward to inviting all our families, extended families and friends back into the stadium to help celebrate these graduates in this wonderful milestone.
And for all this information and more, and including the schedule, we're also streaming each of our ceremonies, including the 2 morning ceremonies beginning tomorrow morning. We're streaming all of them on ccisd.net/graduation. And so you'll be able to go there during the ceremony, watch your graduate virtually walk across the stage, and each of the videos are also available for playback if families would like to share that after the ceremony ends. So all that information and more, everything we talked about today, will be on ccisd.net/graduation page. And that's it for this episode of Car Rider Line. This episode will also be published as an audio episode if you prefer to listen in the car on your way to graduation
yes.
for a few reminders. But we're excited to celebrate the class of 22, and we'll see you next time.